According to the report published by Freedom House, a nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., Myanmar ranked second worst in internet freedom, right behind China. For the 13th year in a row, internet freedom has declined around the world. China is the worst country in terms of internet freedom, followed by Myanmar. The military coup in Myanmar, which the junta military initiated in February 2021, has led to a significant decline in internet freedom in the country. From time to time, ordinary civilians from different regions will be cut off from the internet without any prior notice or warning. It is important to note that there are four telecom operators in the country, namely MPT, Mitel, Telenor, and Ooredoo. MPT is a joint venture between the state-owned operator and Japanese KDDI and Sumitomo Corporation. Mitel is a joint venture between the military and Viettel Company. After the two foreign-owned telecommunication company, Telenor and Ooredoo, left the country in 2022, it is fair to say that all telecommunication services are now under the control of the military, directly and indirectly. The military has been intercepting the data without no control. It is stated that the people of Myanmar are only able to visit approximately 1,500 websites that the military junta has given open access. They must use VPN service just to browse Facebook and Instagram, which are basically blocked by the junta. So here is my additional comments on this report. Yesterday in the news highlight for 4 October 2023, I talked about over 100 social media users being arrested for criticizing the military junta on social media. This is how dire the situation in Myanmar is regarding to the free speech and freedom of expression. The military council in Myanmar is increasingly violating the private rights of each Burmese citizen. The council has been collecting data on individuals, including their phone SIM card and also their IMEI number, which is the identification number of your mobile phone, which other countries do not collect. And basically, they're using these data to monitor and track the public. Especially the resistant forces, I believe. And this is basically a blatant violation of the people of Myanmar's right to freedom of information, freedom of expression, and freedom of assembly, and their own privacy. Another additional factor that leads to the arrest is there are military watchdogs and informants everywhere, even in your follower or in your friend list on the social media. They could be sending screenshots of what you said on your own newsfeed and on your own page, and basically send those screenshots to the military so they would come and arrest you and even basically extort money from you. There are cases like this happening across the country. Allegedly, the military council is also building three databases in parallel to cross-check and reference among the three databases: the national database for census, the database for financial transactions related to bank account and mobile payments and everything, and the SIM database and also mobile phone. This will basically give the military a complete picture of everyone's life in the country. The military council's data collection is not for the public interest, but only to follow and monitor the public. The council is using this data to suppress dissent and maintain its grip on power. Another concerning factor is the junta is asking China for the development of electronic identification system in the country. This could lead to a much, much worse situation in Myanmar. Various news agencies in Myanmar reported that military junta has started pilot census data collection process ahead of the promised 2025 election. But observers and analysts question the accuracy of Myanmar population. The Ministry of Immigration and Manpower under the military junta of Myanmar released the estimated number of Myanmar population, and it is 56.2 million. However, election observers and political analysts have questioned the accuracy of this estimate, claiming that it was inflated without conducting a proper nationwide census. They pointed that the fact that the military junta has been waging war against ethnic armed organizations in Kachin, Kayin, Chin, Tanindayi, Magui, and Zagang regions, making it impossible to take a census in this area. They also alleged that the military junta is using the census result to manipulate the upcoming election. One example being the military proxy party, USDP, basically inflating the actual number of their party members when they were being checked on September 19. Another point that leads to the suspicions is that just 2 days after the junta chief Min Aung Hlaing stated that nationwide census data will be collected, the ministry has announced the estimation of the population on 1st October, within 2 days. According to 2014 nationwide census, on May 14, 2014, Myanmar population was 51.48 million. State media reported that the pilot had started in Kayin State, Bago and Mandalay regions. However, details of the locations of census data collection in those regions were not revealed. It is believed that the junta forces are fearing the attack from the resistance forces during the data collection process. The news agency Milad Adnan reported that in the western part of Bago, people have noticed that the military council forces in Pauntil Township has started a population census since early October. They have been sending soldiers and militia forces to collect information. They go from house to house carrying weapons and ask residents from their ID, their household details. People are then directed to a designated monastery to answer more questions about who lives in their house, what they do, and where they go. One resident mentioned that the village was surrounded by soldiers and armed militia forces during the census data collection, causing fear among the entire community. It is a situation they have never experienced before. They were told it is a test census, and they heard that data collection in other village tracts will be conducted in the coming days. Critics say the junta will use the census to step up monitoring of opponents of its coup, including thousands of civil servants, doctors, and teachers who have not returned to work in protest. Myanmar democracy activists in Australia requested the Australian government to deny the entry of military representative to Australia. Various Myanmar democracy organizations have requested the Australian government to deny entry to representative of the military junta that ousted the civilian government and those spreading propaganda on their behalf. The CRPH NUG Support Group Australia, comprising of 74 ethnic organizations, has strongly opposed allowing anyone affiliated with the military junta to enter Australia. The military junta, facing international sanctions and crisis since the coup in February 2021, has been sending envoys abroad to promote their agenda. Some figures who have visited countries like Japan have attempted to portray the military council in a positive light, despite their actions being widely criticized. In response to these activities, democracy activist organizations in Australia are requesting that representative of the military junta and their campaigner not to be permitted the entry into Australia. They argue that these individuals do not represent the public and should not be allowed to promote the military junta's agenda in Australia. One well-known junta representative is Dawson Amin, who recently visited Japan for a smear campaign against the NUG and CRPH. It was reported that She was planning for a campaign visit to Australia, but she denied that this claim was not true and she was not planning to visit Australia. It is important to note that the military junta and its leader are subjected to international sanctions and their international travel is heavily restricted. Australia has granted refuge to politicians, journalists, and civil servants who fled Myanmar after the military coup. But there is widespread opposition to allowing the military council representative into Australia. NUG's press conference on 4 October highlights the loss of children's lives by the junta airstrikes and other forms of attack. In an online press conference, the NUG provided the details of how the regime offensive have impacted children, including those who have lost their lives in schools and clinics because these are targeted by the military. The NUG claimed that there were 491 documented cases of children being unalived by the military since the coup in February 2021. Some of these children were victims of airstrikes, artillery shelling, or army raids on villages, while others lost their lives due to accidental explosions of mine left in the conflicted area. What is particularly concerning is that the junta appear to be deliberately attacking the public building, including schools and clinics, where children and civilians are likely to be present. The NUG reported that 119 schools and 391 clinics have been destroyed by the junta in an effort to eliminate resistance to its rule. These attacks have intensified over the past year as the junta struggled to maintain control. It is reported that approximately 500 children have lost their lives due to the attacks. The NUG also revealed that the regime has fired heavy artillery at civilian targets, including schools, religious buildings, and healthcare facility, with 2,351 of fire since September 2021. To protect the children, the NUG has constructed bomb shelter at approximately 500 schools in resistance-controlled territory and has prohibited its forces from using school for military purposes. The press conference included testimony from teachers who described the dangers faced by children living in resistance-controlled area. Incidents such as shell landing in monastery and schools have resulted in injuries and death amongst children, leaving lasting trauma in affected communities. The international community has expressed concern over the junta's action, which have resulted in the loss of innocent lives and the destruction of critical infrastructure like schools and healthcare facilities in Myanmar.